We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
CLC Mariner kind enough to join us. CLC, boy, I tell you what, up here we felt like we were having a couple of heart attacks. How did it feel down to that sideline? You guys still feel confident that whole game you're going to be able to come away with this one?
Of course, and, you know, commend Wyoming for being an excellent team, coming and putting up a great fight. You know, they're well coached over there too. But, you know, we go to war with each other every day, and we know what to expect of each other. So, on that sideline, we didn't flinch. You know, we knew what was expected. We knew what we needed. We needed to stop, and the offense needed to draw the ball, flip field position. And, I feel like we did that towards the end. You know, we want to obviously put points on the board, but, you know, kind of got to take what the defense gives you. And at that point in time, you know, we took what they gave us, and we're able to flip position and made the Wyoming drive the ball all the way down the field, and commend the defense, played an outstanding game, and Munoz came up big with two big interceptions that really changed the game for us.
Hey, COC, really a struggle in first quarter, but then one of the biggest plays of the game was your 80-yard touchdown pass on the little, was it a fade route against a two-deep zone look, and you were able to take it down the sideline for the touchdown. Talk about that play.
You know, like, we have a great quarterback in Jordan Love. He made a great read, and you know, he seen that I was open, and he was able to give me the ball in space, and I did what I had to do. And, you know, by the grace of God, I had enough to get to the end zone. I think I was going to make it, but, you know, he pushed me on through there.
You know, but that's the thing with what they do and the press coverage. You were challenged this week by the coaching staff saying you're going to get press coverage. It's going to be up to you guys to get off that press coverage, and you guys seemed like you embraced the challenge.
Yeah, you know, from what I know, Coach Akon challenged the receiver group as a whole, and kind of challenged to see if we can get our press coverage. So, you know, we attacked the week that way. And, you know, and I'm going to take time to single out Pat Maddox, because, you know, he does a great job on scout, and he really got the receivers ready for this week. You know, really challenged us down the field all week long. And that's the great scout team we have, and they did a good job preparing us for this week. So everything we saw wasn't too different, wasn't too new, if not we didn't see it throughout the week. So commend those guys on a great job getting us ready for this game.
And talk about your matchup with Tyler Hall out there. A couple of PIs on Tyler Hall that were big plays in this game, and you guys were battling out there all night long.
Yeah, Tyler Hall is an exceptional corner. You know, it's not going to be the last time I see him. You know, he's going to have a great career on Sundays, and it was a fun matchup to go against him. I was really looking forward to this matchup because I seen him on film. He did a lot of good things on film, and I was very excited to go out there and go against him.
Bowl eligible, but you guys have higher aspirations than just that. You'll have a chance to play Boise State with a lot on the line, depending on what goes on in this Colorado State Air Force game. But win or lose on Air Force, you're playing for a chance to win a division title. Just how excited are you for these moments?
No, it's really exciting because, you know, that's one of the reasons I did come here. You know, not only to better myself as a player, but, you know, to get back to a conference championship because, you know, Utah, we had some success in that department. So I knew this team had just as good of a chance to get back to that thing, too. And, that's exciting to be in that position to go ahead and go to another one. We're going to attack this week and figure out what Boise does best and get after it.
Hey, COC, back-to-back weeks, over 100 yards receiving and almost 50 catches and over 700 yards. Are you having fun out there with this Utah State offense?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, that's why I came here, just to have fun, find myself again, enjoy the game again. And, you know, it's been amazing to really go out there and just make a lot of people happy, you know, make my mama happy, make Coach A happy, and that's what I enjoy doing the most.
You know, you had a lot of options out there when you left the University of Utah. How excited are you about your decision to play these kind of games here at Utah State University?
No, coming in, I already knew Utah State was a great university, and they had a good track record. They came off a phenomenal season last season, so I knew they were trying to pick up where they left off. And it's no surprise we're playing big games like this towards the end of the year. You know, that's kind of what I expected. I expect that coming here, and it hasn't disappointed.
lot of heart-stopping moments the last couple of weeks. What is it about this team that allows you to push through and come out on top?
You know, we go through what we go through, but we get through it. And that's what this team stands on. You know, we've got to stay. You know, we know we're going to face adversity. We know no game's ever going to be the cleanest ever. But, you know, like I said, we go through what we go through, but we get through it.
CLC, appreciate your time, man. Enjoy this one, and look forward to seeing you next week against Boise.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, let's go to the man of the night, Eric Munoz, kind enough to join us. Double-digit tackles, two interceptions, the interception that ended the game. You're going to enjoy. You've earned that ice bath, man. What a game! What's going through your mind right now?
It's a great game. Had an opportunity to step up and make some plays for the team. I think my teammates rallied behind me really well. They believed in me, so you know, it helped me play with a chip on my shoulder and was able to make some plays out there.
Eric, you've waited your time, and then you got an opportunity a week ago. Talk about your mindset to stay prepared for the moment, and then when you got your moment, you take full advantage.
It was tough, honestly. It's a blessing from God, to be truly honest with you. It's been a long time coming for me. You know, it's my third school to come to. Came in here last year, redshirted. I got here pretty late for my junior college, and then a couple guys went down. You know, my number got called, and I just made sure I got in as much film study as I could. Got to work in with Metzenheimer, my best friend. You know, it feels really good to play next to him. And he just always told me to keep my head down and keep pushing forward. And I was blessed to make some plays when I got the opportunity. Felt great.
Let's talk about the first interception. Nearly got the pick six. You feel like you got over the line?
Honestly, I was pretty tired. I can't even lie to you. I didn't really have much juke or stiff arm in me. So just tried to bulldoze him and get in there. But felt good to get that pick in.
What did you see there? They had the little sit-down route from the tight end, and you just read it. And were you looking at the quarterback there? What were you reading?
Yeah, I made a little break on my receiver, who I was matching with our coverage, the scheme we were in right there, and then quarterback underthrew it a little bit. So kind of fell in my lap, so that was a blessing too. Didn't have to work too hard for it.
And then the second interception, throws late, throws across the body. That's a big no-no for a quarterback, and you certainly made him pay. What did you see on that one?
That was a good one, too. You know, we knew it was late, two-minute drill, and then as inside backers, we really got to cover up the middle of the field, especially with the way we were running our coverages at that time. So Coach Anna told us to make sure we got our depth, keep things in front of us, and see where the quarterback was looking. Read it pretty well and kind of gave me a gimme, so just had to secure it.
What do you say in those defensive – all right, so there's 2 minutes left. They don't have any timeouts. They've got to go, you know, 70 yards to win the game. As a defensive player, what do you guys say in that huddle, and are those moments that you really enjoy as a defensive player?
Yeah, honestly, it's some of the funnest parts of the game is when it's on you guys to make the plays. I think one of the coolest parts about Utah State is how close-knit we are and how much we care about each other truly as a family. You know, we looked at each other. We said, you know, we all love each other. We had to just get a quick three and out and get out of there. We didn't get the three and out, but we kept on pushing and made that play at the end. It felt good.
Hey, Eric, you talked about your buddy – Kevin Metzenheimer. Talk about his leadership and his ability to get you in the right formations, aligned correctly, and what has he meant to you? What has he done for you to get you to this spot?
Yeah, honestly, I'm probably going to get a little emotional.
Tell you what, those kind of games bring out the emotions, do they not?
Yeah, Kevin's my best friend, and he's believed in me since I got here. He's really pushed for me to be successful. I love that man. He's a leader of the defense. He's always been there for me, truly. When I wasn't getting much playing time or I wasn't getting a chance, he was there for me. He kept my head up. It's my best friend, man. It's my brother. There's nothing I wouldn't do for that guy. So playing next to him whenever I get tired or things get hard, it's really easy to look at him and just keep working, honestly.
Hey, congratulations. Incredible game. Good luck against Boise State. You've earned all the accolades and all the attention you're getting. Enjoy it, and look forward to catching up with you again here very soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Great job, Eric.
Eric Munoz, a man joining us now that saw his team get a big, big W tonight. Final score in this one, 26-21. Gary Anderson, kind enough to join us. Coach, congratulations. I told Kevin this is what cardiac arrest must feel like because it felt like I got put through the ringer tonight. I can't imagine what it was like from your perspective.
Yeah, we could go into that, but that would take a long time to discuss all that. I'm just really so proud of this crew. I mean, this team is amazing how they battle back, and there's things we can obviously fix and improve and keep grinding to get it done. But right now, you look at these young men and how they've got themselves a 5-1 in conference and how they've battled to be able to get that done as a team. And yeah, they've just the way they've hung together and battled, together in toughness. That's what they are, and it's a great night for all Aggies. And never underestimate the power of bowl eligibility. Never. You know, a lot of people sit back and you want this and you want that. Yes, we are playing for some very important things, but we knew in November we're going to have to win at least two more games to get ourselves into a bowl game, and we got it done in the first two, and we are still competing for a championship, and it's a playoff round, and we won the first two in the playoffs. Again, to get to six is huge. They're not satisfied in any way, shape, or form. They have another tremendous opportunity to keep battling for this title, see what happens with that, and where else would you rather be? Playoff game number three next week right here at home against Boise State.
Just to take a step back a second, Coach, as a guy that was associated with this program in the 90s and the early 2000s, I went to school here. I'm more than happy to talk about my time. The culture that you started and that you changed when you took over and that has continued on and continues now, to say that Utah State is bowl eligible 8 out of the last 9 years is something that a lot of us back in the day never thought would ever be remotely possible. And what an incredible culture change and what you've been able to develop here. I don't think any of us take that for granted.
Yeah. I know this guy doesn't. And, was that just a crazy game or what? I mean, there's so many. Again, we can learn from a lot of things there. But yeah, just the grit and the fight and the ability to keep on battling and, make a play here, make a play there. And let's talk about Eric. Are you kidding me? I mean, that guy, 3 weeks ago, and it's a really cool story. 3 weeks ago, he walks into my office and he says, Coach, what can I do to get on the field? I said, well, you got to get with Coach N. You got to communicate with Coach N. And, told him a couple things here. And not that I had the answers to make him this plays that he made tonight. The kid did it by himself. But he wanted to keep fighting. He wanted to keep battling. And then he comes in and takes advantage of the opportunity last week and obviously this week in a huge way. So it's so awesome and rewarding to see a young man battle like that and keep going through and doing what he's got to do. And then, all of a sudden we got, here he comes. Henry's up. And it's his turn. He's got to come in and lead his team and give us a chance to be able to, win a game.
And I was going to ask you about that, Coach, but you just mentioned it. We just talked to Eric, and he talked about, waiting his time and kind of relying on his mate over there, Kevin Metzenheimer. Maybe talk about what Kevin, when David Woodward went down, and you got A.J. Vonpichon and Elijah and others trying to take their shot, but it was Munoz who waited his time, and then when he got his time, he took full advantage of it tonight, 2 interceptions, 13 tackles. But Metzenheimer, talk about his role in Munoz's performance.
Well, Kevin is he's been the stabilizer, and he's really been the voice. Even when Woody was there, Kevin has been the guy that's led the defense when it's been good and when it's been bad from, making the calls and getting guys lined up. And, it's been great prior to, when Woody was with us with that communication from Kevin. And then it's had to step it up even more. Quite honestly, I think the first game without Woody, he pushed. He pushed too much. He tried to get him in too many spots and probably out-thunk himself a couple times. But the growth of Kevin from January 4th until now is unbelievable. On the field, off the field, as a leader, as he carries himself, his nutrition. He's always been a high care factor for football, I'm sure, but now he's developed himself into a position to be able to grow. And by his actions, young men and young guys on this football team look at him and say, yeah, that's a guy to follow. And he's going to get me in the right spot. So, I think a lot of that credit goes to Justin. Justin's a hard-nosed coach. If you're a soft guy and you don't want to be pampered, you're playing for the wrong guy linebacker, at Utah State, and they've all adjusted to that extremely well, and they battle. It's awesome for Eric tonight. I hope he enjoys tonight so much, but then I hope he comes back in and is ready to go.
Gary Anderson, head coach at Utah State, joining us. There's going to be a lot of questions about Jordan Love, What's his status, and what can you tell us about that young man?
Yeah, I don't really have anything on that at all right now. We'll have to wait and see, and we'll just see where it goes. So we'll I don't know. I don't have anything to report at this point.
Hey, Coach, kind of stuck in mud in the first quarter, but then the big play to COC after the pick six from Wyoming, the big play to COC kind of uncorked that offense, and then you were kind of off to the races there in the second quarter. What were some of the adjustments that were made to get you going there on offense?
I really don't know what adjustments that they made. I thought, but they made some, and they made some plays, and I think they gave us an opportunity to get the ball in the playmakers' hands. The offensive line tonight was against a very aggressive, tough-nosed, hard-nosed defensive line who I have great respect for. I said that all week long. I love the way those guys play defense. And, I think our offensive line reacted in a very positive way and found a way to be able to give Jordan enough time for the most part of the game. And Jordan made some plays with his feet. I thought he was patient. He waited. He saw when things opened up. And, we were a little bit of a quick-strike offense, but we talked about many times, with this offense, if you're quick-strike, it has to be points. It can't be quick strike and punt the ball the whole football game, and they were able to do that. So the offensive staff ground like crazy to make some adjustments, do some things that we were that I'm sure that they hadn't seen that they got. And I thought the base plan was obviously pretty good going in there, and playing like that against that defense on offense is pretty good. We could have we left a lot out there, we all know that, but it was enough to win.
Yeah, let's. We can talk about that a little bit now, especially now that you won the game. But you have it first and goal at the one, and then the bad snap back to the 25, and then the sack on third and two to force the punt. It's just how hard is it, and how proud of your team to overcome those kind of miscues and still hold on and win a game.
Yeah, it's and that's what makes it obviously so nerve-wracking, right? It's hard, and that defense thrives on they're like piranhas now. They get you in those situations, and they're going to bring heat. And that's when quite frankly, as we're sitting down and when we get in those critical situations and those critical moments when it's zero pressure, well that's it. Those spots are man on man. I mean, it's easy to say, okay, we're gonna sneak the ball, and the QB sneak was good to us tonight. Well, it was four down, and we snuck it in there, did some great jobs, and that's an awesome job there. But when all of a sudden there's instead of four guys on the line of scrimmage, there's eight or seven or six, depending on the formation that we're in, then it really gets tough. And we have to continue to work to get better in those settings and those situations, especially against a team that is high pressure as much as Wyoming was, and they're really good. Look at their numbers. It's not the first time that they've had success like that on third downs against people.
Coach, I'm curious, as a coach, winning games like last week and then again tonight, obviously gratifying. Do you like the close games because it builds character? Or talk about what that's like for
I'll
you.
I'll take 50 to nothing any day. No doubt about that. But, it's hard to even, look back on this season right now with these kids and see what they've gone through, and especially in these conference games and how they found a way, and we haven't played good a couple times, and even when that didn't go, the sky was not falling. But these tough games, absolutely, from the very beginning, I never felt like this team felt like they were out of it. They went right down the wire to Wake Forest right out there at the very beginning, and every conference game has pretty much been like that, other than Air Force, right, the one that we lost, and we lost that game badly. So as we sit back, and it's very rewarding, yes, as a coach, to see a team keep fighting and battling, but I think the kids should be so proud of themselves, because there is no woe is me, there's no finger pointing, there's competitiveness, and there's people that challenge each other. And if you don't have that on a football team, you have no chance. If it's just okay, it's okay, we're doing this every time, we're doing that every time, you have no chance to be good. So they'll push each other, they'll grind on each other, but it's constructive, and it makes them bond more together, and quite frankly, love each other more. And I believe that, and it's fun to see that in a team. And I don't know how you get it. I can't put it in a bottle and guarantee you get it every single year. But this team has that.
Did you flirt at all with taking the points off the board before the end of the second quarter and taking a shot?
I did, but it was it was only half the distance to the goal, so you're looking at the ball was going to be on whatever I think he told me like the 12-yard line or something like that. So that's not worth risking it in that situation when the points are already up on the board. That was the thought process there.
Hey, Coach, assuming that maybe something's going to be going on with Jordan here, we don't know for sure as you mentioned, but talk about the confidence in Henry Columbia.
Oh, I'm confident in Henry. You know, Henry is I think Mike does a really good job of giving those kids reps too. Him now being Henry in that situation as the backup quarterback, and you know, we'll see where Jordan is. I don't count out Jordan Love. Now he's a tough dude. Now we'll see what happens and where he goes with it and what takes place. But he's as tough as they come. And if Henry's time is a roll and get ready to go, then Henry will jump up and he'll take advantage of the opportunity. And I believe he'll do a great job. And there's not one guy in that locker room. There's not one coach that was in that locker room after this game that has any doubt that Henry can lead this offense and give us an opportunity to be successful.
Coach, enjoy this one. You may need a little bit more than 24 hours to celebrate this one, but you got a big one coming up next week.
Yes, sir, we will. We'll enjoy tonight, and then we'll move on quickly. And appreciate you guys. Thanks for everybody that came out tonight. It's a very hard place to play, and y'all know that. If you haven't been on the sidelines for this, it's a hard place to play when those guys are yelling and screaming. Aggie Nation is wonderful, so appreciate it. Go Aggies, and let's go get another one.
There you go.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.